Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Nature has a way sometimes of reminding man of just how small he is. She occasionally throws up the terrible offsprings of our pride and carelessness to remind us of how puny we really are in the face of a tornado, an earthquake, or a Godzilla.
Stronger at night.
Come on, you're a bit of a sleepy guy.
My bones are dense.
Under your t-shirt, full-length pajama shirt.
That's true. One of those nightgowns with a cap.
I bet that's a nice way to sleep.
I don't think it would be. I think it would be drafty and over-formal.
Yeah.
What's the cap for?
I don't know. If someone pokes their head in your room and... they want to see your, uncovered head.
Sure.
Like they did in everyday life.
Yeah.
I don't understand the formality.
For the rest of the day, yeah.
Is it if you had like a wig on and then...
I think maybe it was just because it was draftier back then.
Mikey, what do you think?
That drafting? You could tip your hat at night to someone?
Yeah.
Putting a hat on...
I guess if you were doing a lot of curtsying or meeting people at bedtime.
Putting a hat on to go to bed is
but also it's
unequivocally topsy-turvy.
It's not a top... It's not a tight hat. It's always like a droopy hat.
It's a bit of an elf hat.
You had something to hide?
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe you would put your...
opium in there?
Your night supplies in there.
I feel like if I slept with a hat on, it would fall off because I'm
right.
You know how
my sleep.
In your sleep you move at all, then it would probably a loosely set on your head hat would probably come off.
I'm always perplexed when I get some new pajamas that have pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
For your stuff.
What are these for? For my dream bucks.
Have you ever heard CJ Toledano's joke about how when he and his fiance moved in together, they had such a small bed that he would sleep with his hands in his pockets? and then he just looked like he was waiting to wake up.
So funny. Are we rolling? Is that what that smell is? That's podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fight Island.
Rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights that take place on the very real island that Sam and I spent our life savings to purchase. I think it was a good purchase, honestly.
I won the lottery and it's all gone.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to buy with your lottery winnings?
An island full of people fighting.
An island of blood and survival. Why don't you introduce our guest for the day?
I accidentally jumped into the intro of the podcast, I think, because we switched chairs.
Yeah.
It's that simple. I was like, this is this chair's job.
You're doing me and I'm doing you.
Oh, my God. We're so barely 1 degree separate anyway.
It's going great.
Yeah, it feels fine.
Yeah. Do you also have a stomach ulcer now? Can you feel my vitamin deficiency?
My nose is bleeding. Yours is reverse bleeding. Sure. I don't know how that works. It's sucking up blood.
Yeah, sucking blood from everybody in the room into my nose.
Our guest today on the island is Mikey Heller.
Hello.
Mikey, welcome.
Thank you.
We're psyched to have you. Jordan and I are both big fans of your cartoons on Twitter.
Thank
They're
you.
So great.
Yeah.
I laugh out loud enough at them that I'm mad at you.
Okay, good.
You mean like, well, this is great.
Sorry.
Another good thing. Cool.
Way to go. Someone who's good at a thing. That is a thing.
It's
that,
my biggest vice.
That is a thing that I struggle with. Whenever I see somebody doing something at a really high level of skill, my first response is, what an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, like if it gets a true laugh from me, then I'm like, I'm so mad.
I don't even mean laughter. Like I enjoy
enjoy, I enjoy all forms of comedy, but I mean like somebody doing like, okay, a guy who can like ride a bicycle on the back wheel while like juggling and like, like sinking basketballs or something.
You're jealous of that?
I'm not jealous at all. Oh, okay. My thought is just, what an asshole. Because like, okay, I like to yo-yo. I own two yo-yos. They don't have names or anything.
Yeah. What are they like?
They don't sleep in the bed with me.
Do they get along?
I own two yo-yos. What's one's a competition yo-yo.
Oh. So
and one's a purebred show yo-yo.
Wow. That's a pair.
Right?
I got to watch that show.
But when I look up yo-yo tricks, as I so often do, you know, to masturbate, every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, so that's how you do that. And then the guy keeps going, and I'm just like, what an asshole. Why would you do that? You ruined yo-yo for me. I'm never going to get to that level of yo-yoing.
Well, hopefully one day someone will say you're the asshole.
That's the nicest that's the goal that has ever entered this garage.
Yeah, it's usually me telling Jordan his yo-yo dreams are stupid.
Yeah, you're too good at it.
What if you were too old?
Like you see those guys, did you see that there was a GIF floating around of that Mario level that's all spindles?
And they just acrobatically go through seamlessly?
The whole thing. My immediate reaction was, this is some asshole.
Mine was, this can't be real.
Really?
I mean, it's...
It's a deep fake, but the lowest stakes possible. I don't see a person or anything.
Assholes are real, Mikey.
I've never seen one.
They're out there.
Well, I don't have one.
Yeah, not me.
You know, when we were talking about reverse nosebleeds earlier? Well, it applies to me, too.
I saw somebody talking about, you know, Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog?
Hell yeah.
You know how he has two tails?
Sure.
I heard somebody pose the question, do you think he has two assholes? And it scared the hell out of me.
Is that the function of the tail? Is it an asshole shield?
If he has two assholes, which one of them eats? Well, that's the podcast.
Yeah. We're done.
Wow, that was great. Thank you.
Tails
is butthole. Title of the podcast episode. No, today we are going to, because speaking of comics, very talented comic artists, we're going to do the Sunday Funnies.
Yeah.
What we agreed not to call it.
Is that what we agreed to call it?
The Sunday Funnies. The Funny Papers.
It's one of those things that feels antiquated because it is antiquated, but I don't know what else to call
what
it.
What else do you call them? Newspaper
comics.
Yeah, which also sounds like...
Comic strips I would find in the newspaper.
Yeah, which that TM. Sounds like you're a double agent trying to think of a human thing.
Have you seen the Funny Papers today? Boy, that Mallard Fillmore has some... polarizing views.
Garfield hates American work week, much like we do. Yes.
Oh my God.
Now, what is lasagna? Can you build for me?
This John commits suicide at some point, yes?
This John, he is coward, no? So I don't know if you're familiar with the crazy shit we do here, but basically
I know there's fights.
It's basically a big game of who would win in a fight between, and we do a lightweight round, a middleweight round, and a heavyweight round, and the weight classes are determined based on cultural significance.
Oh wow!
So okay.
The example we always use is Seinfeld. So like it's like the first bout would be like. The soup Nazi versus like Peterman, and then the middle round. That's like when you get into Newman territory, putty territory.
Your putties, your Newmans.
And then you know main characters. That's a heavyweight. Mm-hmm. So a given category, we try to go that tiered system.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Fight Island, this wonderful, very real island. It can kind of take it will present a battle arena that you choose.
Okay.
Sure. Fight Island is a place within each of us that amplifies and bolsters aggressive combative tendencies. The island craves order. The island craves justice.
It's a paradise.
Number one, it craves blood.
It craves blood. It craves contest.
It has to have a victor.
More than anything, it craves a victor.
Mm-hmm. How is the victor determined?
But through brutal combat.
Oh, combat.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
And we're going to hash out each fight as we go through it. So cool. First step is give me your palm. I'm going to cut it.
Ouch.
I do.
That was great improv.
Yeah. Yes, and my hand is bleeding.
Oh, no. Birds came out.
I'm holding a gun the right way, not the fake way.
I I tried to make a joke about holding an improv gun the other day, and nobody got it.
I would have laughed.
Because you couldn't see it.
Thank you. So step one of this, I dare say, cockamamie thought experiment is we determine who our combatants in our lightweight round would be. And I would like to submit some old school flavors, beginning with Tin Tin.
Tin Tin.
What
tin
is Tin Tin?
But Tin Tin wasn't Tin Tin wasn't in the comics though.
Fair enough. Tin Tin's out. Sure he was. Tin Tin was in there.
Wasn't that what he is?
He was in the funny papers.
I guess or
was
so. I'm not
was
familiar.
He a TV cartoon.
Yeah, he was a young Finnish boy who loved adventures.
Yeah,
and he hung out with a
I thought he was a dog. Drug.
You're thinking of Rin Tin Tin.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I'm glad they made it so clear.
Yeah, Tin Tin had the bearded alcoholic and his little dog, and they'd go solve mysteries.
His dog was
all
named Snowy.
Europe.
And look, Sam, until like the 70s, they only had five names. And one of them was Tin Tin.
Yeah.
There was Tin, Tin Tin, and Rin Tin Tin.
Yeah. It's a Pokemon evolution.
Okay, so Tin Tin's out. Who would be who's a candidate for a lightweight fight?
I'll throw out a comic strip I've always hated because I think it is the most boring thing ever.
I think hated comic strips is a great area for the lightweight. Sure.
It is the Family Circus.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Family Circus
I hate
makes
family
me
circus.
Irate.
Yeah.
It is the most low effort.
You know what? When I was like 16 years old, I read my last Family Circus because I would always read it on accident because it was so short and it's the only one that's a circle. So you're like, what's going on over here?
Sure.
And I read it, and it made me so mad that I said, I'm never reading Family Circus.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't.
I remember what mine was.
I remember mine as well.
One. My last one is, so it's a circle, you know? And then...
wait. Yeah, first start with the shape.
Wait. Okay, got it.
Jeffy. Not even fucking Jeffrey.
Jeffy.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
an R, kid.
he's like making like he's cutting out paper snowflakes, and then his like mom or something goes, "You're doing that on the kitchen table," and he goes, "It's the kitchen table and it's my work table."
That was the end of it.
That was the joke.
That's hilarious.
That was the joke.
Great.
Holy hell.
Good work, Jeffy.
Someone got paid for that.
Nothing has ever been more like propaganda of just like be a nuclear family, go to work, shut up, don't think stuff. Sure. Than that cartoon. It is truly
I even think that's
evil.
I think that's assigning a little more agency to it than it even has. that's barely a thought.
But it's so bad, I think there's got to be a reason.
Most are like if you run through all these long running comic strips, most of them the older the cartoonist gets, become so phoned in, they make almost no sense.
What was the last one that you read?
It was a circle.
So oh, sure.
Similar.
Hang on.
Kind of too close.
Okay, got it.
And it was one of those kids looking at a map, and he says...
Cletus.
Yeah, it's probably that guy. And he's looking at a map, and he asks his mom, "Hey, mom, is there a Mr. Sippy?"
Fuck.
And no, here's my fuck you to that. I remember I said that exact same thing when I was like 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this guy's just writing things little kids would say.
Yeah.
Which isn't a challenge. Just fuck something up.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, and also the work table thing sounds like something that his kid said.
Yeah.
And he was like, it'll do, I guess.
Owe your kid a check.
Yeah.
Oh, that... Whoever is writing that
okay,
is...
Okay, so... Like, sorry, please go ahead.
Just, I mean, like, that... If it's based off your family is a...
Sucks.
Robotic narc family.
Yeah.
Like that's like the kids are stupid as hell.
Yeah.
The parents are so boring. Anyway, I want to see them get bludgeoned on Fight Island.
Sure. How would so it would be all of them, the whole Family Circus?
Yeah.
Aren't there like 5 of them?
Yeah,
mom,
Nolan,
dad.
If you don't mind, can you look up who's in the Family Circus while
there's
we determine another?
Red haired boy, tiny blonde boy, and a girl?
Redhead boy, tiny blonde boy, girl, mom, dad.
Mom, dad, and God.
Yeah. That's the circle.
Vengeful God.
Yahweh.
The circle is a point of view of the eye of God.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
I would like to throw out, you know what? She might be a middleweight character.
I already love where your head's at.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't think
she's a... There's a Kathy resurgence right now.
Is there?
Well, there's Kathy goes through a lot of waves in the narrative of pop culture.
Sure.
of course, she was a hit at the time.
Right.
But then in retrospect, people are like, oh my God, this comic is bad. And it's anti-feminist because she only wants to get married.
Sure, she loves shoes and chocolate. Yeah.
But then there was a response to that, like, well, you can't just shame her for what she wants. Mm-hmm. So now there's a resurgence of people actually thinking Kathy is good and contextualizing it in the time it was made.
Interesting.
So I think she's on the up now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
See, I would read like a reimagined Kathy where she's 100% that bitch.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I would love that.
If we had to go back and read Kathy, I love anything that's just mundane adult life as a comic.
Oh, and I love it like from the 80s.
Yeah, they produced some half hour specials.
Of Kathy?
Yeah, pre-Simpsons. So there's sort of these half hours of just like a cartoon of a woman's living her life and her mom's annoying and stuff.
Yeah. Wild.
And it's so funny.
Yeah, if you want to see 23 minutes of a woman crying alone.
Also, but it's a cartoon.
Sure.
Hey, that's my sexual thing. I love a cartoon lady crying.
Yep.
The great thing about Kathy is it did like accidentally satirize like a type of office lady that you work with that is just like overwhelmed about like nothing. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like when a lady will be like, the office is crazy. Sure. It's pretty crazy around here. And you're like, what's so crazy? And she'll be like, your time card is due at 6.
Right.
And you're like, I guess that's crazy. I don't, what are you talking about?
And they
about?
All go, ack.
Yeah, ack, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll say ack.
Sure.
all right, ack.
I think we're forgetting, like, there's a lot of guys and gals that could be on board here. You're talking your Beetle Baileys, your Dagwoods, your Marmaduke.
Ooh, Marmaduke.
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 Foxtrot.
Foxtrot.
He's
a big Zitz. Foxtrot guy.
Zitz. Big time.
Ziggy.
Ziggy. Holy moly. God.
I think Ziggy's a middleweight.
I'm putting in right now for lightweight, Kathy v. Ziggy.
It's hard to determine lightweights because if it's a long-running comic, it was very successful.
Mm, it was true. Substantial. Okay, I like Kathy versus Ziggy.
Let's do the Kathy versus
Kathy
Ziggy.
Kathy v. Ziggy. I don't know a ton about Ziggy. Would you guys mind if I dipped into the...
He's got a little dog.
We made Nolan look up the Family Circus for nothing.
He also had a TV special.
I can get you their names.
Yeah, do you have any fun facts about him?
Okay, do you want to do Kathy v. Family Circus then? Or Kathy v. Dilbert.
Dilbert's high up.
Dilbert's a heavyweight.
Yeah, heavyweight.
Dilbert's
Dilb,
high up.
Garf. I think those are in the heavyweight Dilb. Universe.
I like that you call him Dilb.
Yeah. Dilb and Garf.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I like Kathy v. Ziggy, and somehow we'll factor in the Family
Circus.
You
know what? I'm going to backtrack. I'm going to say Kathy v. Family Circus because I don't know shit about Ziggy.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I do not know what Ziggy's deal thing. Was.
So I think
he was a head.
Yeah, he had a big nose and a smooth head.
Ziggy and a smooth head and no body.
Ziggy was just kind of a put-upon fella.
Yeah.
Stuff would happen at him. Very passive character.
Yeah.
He will die immediately in any fight.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of stuff happened to him, and he didn't wear pants. It was usually just like one panel of him being like, I have melanoma. Whatever. The x-rays are back. It's not great.
I probably read more Ziggy greeting cards than Ziggy comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why was that popular?
Ziggy? Because he was around.
We had other stuff.
It's like settling for a husband. He was there when no one else was.
Like, what was the point of Ziggy? If you're like small, it's like bad.
He didn't wear pants. That was saying something.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that this fight takes place in a mall on Thanksgiving. The busiest
shopping day. Oh my God, you're gonna lose all those kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the year. I think Kathy's there.
Fight Island has grown out of the earth a fist shape.
I got a question about these fights. Are they to the death?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The island needs a death.
Okay.
As much as possible.
Okay. I think I know who's going to win this.
Sure.
Fight.
Sure. Well, here's the problem. So I think, what does Kathy crave more than anything?
Sweets.
Chocolate. Ack.
Yeah.
So love. I think maybe the Family Circus is there to purchase like there's like one chocolate cake left or something.
Oh my God, they ran out of chocolate cake
right
at the chocolate cake store.
And the chocolate cake factory.
It's peak
store.
80s mall culture, yeah. Where they were like, the chocolate cake-atorium is a store.
It's a chocolate cake outlet store.
Wow.
Where they sell irregular chocolate cakes.
Oh, all the best.
It came out of the factory, came out of the assembly line with like a collar or something. And so I think that's what they're fighting over.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go. What happens?
Is Kathy aware of her surroundings? The Family Circus, I feel like they do not know.
Kathy's frazzled.
Peak ack.
She's reeked.
The ackometers.
Hair is frizzing out.
Frizzing.
She's got the lines next to her eyes.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, remember, they get on Charlie Brown.
You know when your eyes get all lines?
Her mouth is like, whoa. Yeah. You know? She's got like two shopping bags filled with shoes.
Yeah.
And the Family Circus, calm as could be. They're having a great time.
That's because they're sociopaths.
Because they're sociopaths. Because, you know what? I'm having a great time shopping here with you guys.
They're drawn dead-eyed, too. Like, there's no two dots.
Right.
That's bad news.
And Jeffy's like, Daddy, are we going to get a docklet shake? And everyone laughs.
That sucks.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, Jeffy, you have a learning disability.
So they're going to all go for the... Is it a thing where they both see the cake at the same time and they look at the other and they realize it's going down?
I feel like they would go for the cake. I feel like the dad from the Family Circus is going to pick it up and be like, oh, this will be perfect for our...
Yeah.
And then Kathy's there, you know, and she's like, I need it. And he's like, well, I'm sure you could share it with... me and my family, why don't you come over and have... And then she's on him.
I think she has a minute of like, I guess, I'm stressed out, whatever. Maybe. And I think Jeffy's a little dumbass. He does a little kid thing. He puts his hand in the cake. He goes, yeah. I didn't have a fork.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, which is 100% a real Family Circus joke.
My hand is shaped like a fork or something.
Why do we need forks?
My fingers are like the tines of a fork.
Yeah.
Is what he would say exactly.
Jeffy, what a little fucking piece of shit
Jeffy,
that guy.
Where did you learn the word tines?
It's often used in crossword puzzles.
And his eyes light up and he starts to hover.
Yeah, yeah. Beams of light burst out of his eyes and mouth.
I am a vessel of Astaroth.
Everyone's ears start bleeding.
Ancient demon of the dark forest.
Some people's minds have melted out of their noses.
Yeah, his dad's head hatches and his brain floats out.
I do think there's an element of the Family Circus is so... like clearly evil. Maybe they've been around forever.
Okay, so the Family Circus is on the surface a very Christian comic strip. Uh-huh. There are a lot of comic you can find if you Google Christian Family Circus. You'll see a lot of them praying. A lot of Christian. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a cover for them being deep, deep satanic,
or even worse, they have God on their side,
or even worse,
an evil, vengeful God.
Yeah. That old tyrant.
Yeah, I mean, Kathy's gonna start scratching at mom's face, and the kids are like, "Let's give an old prayer to the big guy."
Is Kathy freaks out, punches Jeffy, just an adult woman punching a child, the greatest thing ever.
She hits him with the bag.
And
sends him. He goes limp,
and two high heels go into his eyes.
Yeah. He's definitely got a high heel. Lodged in his skull.
He's like, that's not where shoes go. He's got it stuck in his skull.
What is this? The upside down world?
Whoa, you watch this Netflix.
Yeah. What is this? Opposite day?
Yeah, there it is.
Something like that.
That's what I meant. Shoes go on the head.
Yeah, shoes go on the head.
He got a shoe in his head earlier. Yeah. And then Kathy just full of rage, punching dad.
I think,
little dumbass girl, whatever her name is, grunted. She
grunted.
Grunted.
Crunted prays.
Gramantha, start praying.
Gramantha starts praying. She says, God, please strike down Kathy.
This wicked, please strike down this wicked barren woman.
Oh, no.
This wicked symbol of feminism. Please kill her dead, God.
Does God reply?
God sends a lightning bolt.
He replies all.
God replies all. That's Heavenly my favorite Father. CBS. That's my favorite new CBS show.
Heavenly Father is going to BCC you on this message.
After God friended me, God replies all.
And then Kathy goes...
It's for people that don't have Facebook anymore.
I love when they do the internet references. BCC, I do that all the time.
God's on AIM.
I'm a brain-melted baby boomer, and I like mixing two things I know about God. That are definitely real, God and social media.
God poked me. What do I do?
God, what should I do about QAnon, she prayed. God, please make JFK Jr. reveal himself.
So I think Kathy's whirlwinding with her shoe bags. I think she's beating the shit out of both of the parents.
Oh yeah. Parents are down. It's up to the kids.
I think the remaining two kids, Gramantha and boy child, pray.
Is the other one out?
Jeffy slid across the aisle.
Okay.
And he has a high heel in his brain. And
sure.
He's done.
He's a vegetable, sure. And it's not that far
from
how
he should have eaten
was.
His vegetables.
Right?
There you go. He goes,
I
guess I am what I eat. That's because I finally ate some.
You are what you eat.
Something
that's
like
for
that.
Sure. If his body gets dragged off of the island and somehow recuperates, that is a joke that will be made in
Jeffy,
like 6 months when he's able to form words again.
Jeffy dying is really funny.
I can tell. You're really into it.
I love it.
It's very good.
Okay, so Kathy gets struck by lightning from Cartoon Family Circus.
Sure.
Guy. But she's still alive. She's just all smoky.
Her
hair's all permanent.
I think even it's made her more powerful because she's wearing a power suit.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
I also think
that's how that works.
The lightning goes to her shoulder pads.
Nothing makes you say ack more than getting struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah. Ack. It's an ack so loud that it echoes and all the glass shatters.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, I think that's exactly what happens. I think she gets charged up with power and she goes, ack, ack, ack.
Oh, this is like Dragon Ball Z.
It's all the windows blow out of the chocolate cake. What was it?
The chocolate
the
cake. Irregular chocolate
the irregular
cake.
Chocolate cake
irregular
outlet.
Chocolate cake outlet.
Everybody in there clutches their ears, blood.
Everyone's bleeding a lot just from being around the fight.
The remaining children are deafened. How could God let this happen?
How will they hear their own quips now?
Sure, right?
They're both making bad jokes to each other but getting nothing, so frustrated.
Sure, and I think Kathy reaches down and grabs a handful of the chocolate cake and, like, Rambo style, puts it
in her
wow.
I thought she was going to Popeye it.
Oh, I thought she was going to ram it down the kids' throats.
Oh, dang.
And they choke
I don't think
on
she
it.
Would ever waste it.
But yeah, then I thought she'd take the rest and be like, biggest slice for me.
Okay, so maybe she does that thing where she cuts
a
slice and then takes the whole cake.
Very Sunday funnies of her.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I think you're right. I think she wouldn't waste the cake.
I think she would. She wants it for later.
Yeah, that's her character.
This cake can't be a weapon.
So what happens here? She definitely does the Rambo thing.
She's super powered. There's two kids left.
She's just act them into oblivion.
And she's got electricity powers.
Well, now it's up to the kids. She's going to grab that cake. What are the kids doing?
What if she... In the wreckage of the family circus, these two remaining kids who are now orphaned, deafened, and probably unconscious, is there a chance she just takes them home and raises them?
Oh, she wants a baby.
As her own kids?
I do think that's true.
Wow.
I think that's fair. I think she starts eating the cake and she realizes it's not filling her up. She's a different shape.
She's got an empty inside that can't be filled with cake. Yeah.
And she adopts two deaf, dumb kids.
Sure.
Who are constantly, pointing things out that she already knows, and she's rolling her eyes, but she's like, this fits.
Do you think that maybe she adopts them? Like, this is a real slow burn fight. This is going to get really dark, I hope.
Oh, wow. Yeah, let's go for it.
This is a real slow burn fight where she adopts them to fill that emotional hole in herself. Mm-hmm. And then after many years of them doing their quips and their stupid jokes, she like drowns them in the bathtub or something.
No, I think it would go the other way. I think the kids have the long con here because they're going to slowly destroy her world. And this is a abstract concept, but somehow
her square panels turn into circles.
And for some reason, this destroys her mentally. And the kids, this is what they've done all their life.
Yeah,
they move on to the next comic
strip. I think you might be right.
I think you're right. Because God didn't answer them. You know who answered them in their time of need? Satan.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she adopts them. And then over the next few years, because of their wholesome influence, Kathy stops eating so much cake. She realizes that she needs sensible, normal footwear, maybe one pair. She gets married, has another kid. And by the end of this saga, it's the family circus again.
Oh no. They've done
it's family circus, but it's like Kathy's like face is distorted and she kind of looks like them now.
It's the exact
she's got like one beady eye, one open wacky eye.
That vampire movie works.
And then
let the right one in.
Right.
Is that how
and then the sometimes title? Late at night, she opens the fridge looking for something that's not there. She can't remember what it is.
She goes, something, Ack.
She goes, Oak?
Oak?
Closes the door.
Wow.
Irk?
She doesn't even know she lost.
I like that so much.
All right, Kathy loses.
Oh, I thought she was going to win for sure.
I thought for sure she was going
to win. But naturally, it just.
And then she eventually lost.
She kind of won, and then it got horrible.
Yeah.
And she lost. I feel bad for Kathy.
Yeah, poor Kathy.
But it was a compelling fight.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm definitely going to watch that half-hour Kathy.
Oh, you can find it on YouTube. It's just so fascinating.
Wonderful.
Comic strips would get half-hour specials all the time.
The Far Side specials.
Yeah, those
are
fun
amazing.
To watch.
They're so funny.
Ziggy's got one if you ever want to reacquaint yourself. Yeah, he's got a Christmas special.
It's just him reading a Grisham
novel.
He
is him almost the most cuttable part of the story because it's actually about like two kids.
Ziggy?
Yeah, and he's like just around.
Two kids find a horribly deformed man.
Yeah. Oh, are you guys using the special? I'll just wait at home.
Yeah.
I didn't know someone was in here.
Sorry.
That's
Ziggy.
Okay, middleweight. Round bout. You guys remember Zippy the Pinhead?
Oh, yeah. You know, I never ever had a newspaper that carried him. I would just see him in like books and stuff.
Zippy was very strange.
I don't even,
you have to describe.
He bothers me.
You got to tell me what that is.
Zippy was a very weird, he was a clown, but like he was a man with like a bald pointed head with a little bow on top.
Yeah.
Who was drawn in a very realistic style.
That sounds horrifying.
But the gags were all very surreal and silly.
Yeah. He always had like a 5 o'clock shadow and he lived with a guy who was his roommate who looked a little like Alan Strickland Williams.
All this in the abstract is so frightening.
And all of the gags were just like weird, like sort of pseudo commentaries on like life. None of it was very funny.
Sure.
It was kind of a weird...
It sounds very scary.
Kind of sounds weird like Pinhead's out.
Art situation.
It was definitely the alt comic.
Yeah, for sure.
Today.
I feel like...
It sounds like Pennywise had a weird alcoholic roommate and was like, isn't that funny?
I feel like Gen Xers would have really responded to Zippy.
Yeah. Yeah, that does feel...
His bleak world outlook. You know,
just an unshaven clown going, everyone's sold out.
Yeah. Ah, so funny.
Exactly.
This is funny.
What a funny cartoon. Good Lord, we're a weird generation. Yeah.
Nobody has jobs for white clowns anymore. Weird Zippy.
That's now older
weird
Zippy.
Weird Zippy.
Yeah, that's some golden age Zippy right there.
Golden age Zippy.
Yeah, they gotta make Zippy.
Back when he
again.
Could still smile. You know what was one of my favorites? First of all, two of my favorites that are going to be really hard to get in here. The Far Side.
Oh, yeah.
Which I wouldn't even know how to begin fighting the Far Side.
It'd be like taking on the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right?
Of all these people who have glasses or big eyebrows and can't see their eyes.
Or cows.
Or cows.
With wigs.
Or old women with beehive hair.
And those like those cat eye glasses.
And also, it's flies.
Like, also, it's like sure. Legitimately funny.
It's
like,
so I don't, funny.
It's like hard to, it's like very head on a hat-ish.
One of my favorites that will never make it in here, but I just want to mention it. Robot Man. You remember Robot Man?
I don't remember Robot Man.
Robot Man kicked ass.
American?
Do yourself a favor. Yeah, it was very, very American. It started out as Robot Man.
I only like American things. That's how that sounded.
Yeah,
that's not what I meant. I meant
American?
Was it Scottish. Jordan, is it American? I can't talk about things that aren't American.
Was Stone and Stick. there was a good Scottish comic called Oor Willy. Oor Willy.
You could say anything.
Right,
and
no,
I
he was a wee boy and he had blonde hair and he was like kind of our Dennis the Menace, but we also had a different Dennis the Menace. Did you know that there's a different, there's an English Dennis the Menace and he's much more menacing.
What's his name?
His name is Dennis the Menace.
Oh, for real?
No joke. He wears like a hooped red and like Freddy Krueger red and black jersey and he has spiky black hair.
Whoa, he's punk.
And his whole thing was like, Looking back
he's
on
also
it,
also Calvin.
Looking back on it was very homophobic. Like he was always picking on this kid called Walter the Softy, who would like
Walter,
dance around throwing flowers and like spraying perfume and stuff. Like this very effeminate.
Right. You know how a child would do that
depiction. Yeah, it was wrought with fucking regrettable stereotypes.
My gosh.
Yeah, we don't want to get into UK into British comics.
Wait, isn't Andy Capp?
Yeah, I think he was.
He's English, right?
Yeah, sure. And you know what? My dude can fight.
Oh, wow.
You don't want to get dragged into an Andy Capp fight cloud. You know?
He's dragged in any fight cloud.
He rumbles.
Oh, you know, this might have been more for lower end, but Heathcliff.
Heathcliff.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're up to.
Heathcliff is actually older than Garfield.
That's true.
Oh, that's like a real like Edison Tesla, but
the
lowest stakes thing ever. Is that like when
I'm gonna blackball Heathcliff because I think there's only room for one orange cat in this.
Yeah,
wow.
Agreed.
Well, if anything, you would do Heathcliff versus Garfield.
That seems true, but I don't think they're on the same. I don't think they're in the same weight class anymore.
You're true. That's true.
Maybe they were at one point.
I like the idea of Garfield and Heathcliff getting into like a copyright infringement thing. Garfield being like, "If you were gonna be Garfield, you'd be Garfield. Wow. Stand on my shoulders and call yourself tall. You're not gonna be Garfield."
Who's our middleweight? This is difficult.
This one's hard.
This one's hard.
Well, for better or worse.
Sure.
Name a character from that. Name a character from Doonesbury.
Doonesbury. Yeah,
I do like thinking about Doonesbury because that's a very like baby boomer
you
cartoon.
Know what? I would like to submit for the middleweight bout one of my favorites, Opus from Bloom County.
Oh, wait. Is that the little penguin guy?
He's the penguin.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think it would make sense if he fought another bird.
Like Shoe?
Like Mallard Fillmore.
Mallard Fillmore.
Maybe the worst comic ever. I would like to nominate.
Which one was this one?
Mallard Fillmore was a
duck?
Conservative duck.
Yeah.
Oh,
who would
God.
Be like, who would be like, ugh, welfare queens.
Yeah.
And he'd roll his eyes.
Oh my God.
It was like so awful. And like, I remember every one of my friends as a kid's dad, like I had this one buddy, he's like my best friend when I was a kid. And, his dad, like he didn't have cable, so we would like do a lot of stuff that felt antiquated. Like we would read the newspaper a lot if I stayed over at his house.
Sure,
yeah, it was very weird, but
very chill.
His dad would be like, "That Mallard Fillmore's got some good ideas," but he Jesus
oh,
Christ!
Man.
If we're quiet, we can play backgammon.
It was kind of like that.
I used to read Mutz a lot.
Mutz was great.
Mutz actually great art style, but it's so funny that it's about this dog and this cat. But the author also was like, I'm not going to have enough with this dog and this cat. I got to have an old couple there who are complaining about life.
Provide the old couple perspective on dog stuff.
Mutz was good. Get Fuzzy was good.
Oh, right.
Pearls Before Swine was good.
Wow.
A bit of a comic.
Yeah, you got
funny
these all
papers.
At the...
Oh, yeah. Are we saving Calvin and Hobbes?
I think you got to save Calvin
I think
and
you
got
to save
And are
save
we saving all. Peanuts?
Not saving peanuts, but we recently did a Jim Davis one.
We did a Charles Schultz.
Charles Schultz. Jim Davis is the
we'll save
the monster they pride Garfield.
We did give Charles Schultz a battle form where he was a hulking bald man with Charlie. Like he had like a poison blanket. He had stink cloud.
Yeah.
I just like thinking about it. That's all.
Sure. What about Hagar the Horrible?
Oh yeah, he's around.
I like that, and I like Beetle Bailey.
They are drawn in the same style.
Versus Beetle Bailey.
One's in the army, one's a Viking.
That's great.
Army, Viking.
What about the Wizard of It?
Oh, yeah. Wait, I don't remember anything other than they just hung out on top of a castle.
Me neither.
And they didn't, like, do wizard stuff. It was more like, he's dressed like a wizard. It's called Wizard of It. They're mostly going to talk about, like, isn't it unfortunate when you sleep through your alarm?
Yeah, yeah,
was, like,
yeah.
That was the whole deal.
Hagar the Horrible versus Beetle Bailey.
I do want to throw Mallard Fillmore in there. So I feel like there needs to be an additional villain. We haven't done it. We've just been doing twos. I'd say we do threes.
All right.
Here.
Wow.
There's not as much of an internal logic to this.
What's the setting of this battle?
So military, Viking ship.
See, if it was
a restaurant where your steak is well done, what's a conservative setting?
Okay, so let's say that this is on the the equivalent of Normandy Beach on Fight Island.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Viking ships are invading Fight Island. Beetle Bailey is on the is at the beachhead.
Yeah.
And there's a restaurant overlooking overlooking it all where Mallard Fillmore is eating an overdone steak with ketchup on it.
Ew.
And he needs to talk to the manager, but the manager's not around, so he's sure. just stewing. Beetle Bailey, was he the skinny one? And then
yeah.
Beetle Bailey was also boss. Very lazy.
Who was the sergeant?
Sarge was his name.
Sarge was his name. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Beetle Bailey, it was like a Gilligan thing where he was just always messing mm-hmm. up.
I think Gilligan is probably sleeping. And Sarge comes over and he's like, get up! Man, you gotta get up there, goddamn! Get Vikings! Et cetera, et cetera. And Mallard Fillmore is the money.
Yeah.
He's just funding. Is he just in that restaurant just watching this whole thing go down?
I think
down?
He's watching it go down. I think he has a vested...
swirling his
I think
cup.
He wrote Absolutely. An op-ed that got them into the war.
Oh,
I think,
yeah.
I think he wrote like an insidious thing, being like, sure. well, if we don't go to war, they probably have WMDs, something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I also think that, you know, this is... we're talking about a very antiquated... like, these are Vikings versus guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what the disadvantage of the guns... they got Beetle Bailey. He's gonna fuck it all up.
Yeah, that's true.
He's bad at guns.
And all also, the guns. They forgot your who's supposed to get the bullets. Beetle Bailey. Also,
you know, beats a good guy with a gun. A dumb guy with a gun.
also, we're trying to say that there are whole armies of Vikings and army guys here. That's not true. It's Hagar the Horrible versus Beetle Bailey.
Yeah. Oh man.
Beetle Bailey is asleep on the beach under a palm tree.
100%.
Hagar the Horrible is going to park his boat.
Remind me, did Hagar have also like? Friends, or was he like alone?
Hagar had buddies.
Yeah.
But they're not part of this fight.
Sure.
The island didn't summon them.
Yeah. It's just one on one.
And I think he's going to walk out. He's going to be like, the guy's sleeping, and just like gets his axe and is walking towards him on the beach, dragging the axe. But Mallard Fillmore sees it.
Mm-hmm. And he's Mallard Fillmore is under the guise of rooting for the troops. That's his thing.
I think probably what happens is Mallard Fillmore slowly. Closes his newspaper, mm-hmm. sees this happening, walks out, opens the window, blasts an air horn, which wakes up Beetle Bailey, who fires his gun,
oh, shit.
Accidentally killing Mallard Fillmore.
Oh, my God.
100%.
Who tumbles out of the window.
Yeah, yeah. I think he delivers some very boring thing to say as he's like, he gets shot and he goes, oh, I'm dying. Well, hope I don't get screwed by the estate tax.
Sure,
and then
sure,
falls
sure.
off. Right. Falls off a stupid balcony and dies, and we like it.
Well, he was out pretty quick.
Yeah, he's not much of a combatant. That's the thing, is those doofuses aren't fighters.
I think he swings his rifle mm-hmm. on Hagar the Horrible and tries to fire again.
Sure.
But he forgot that it's like an old-timey bolt action.
Sure, sure, sure. Plus he got like peanut butter in it or something. Yeah. What was his deal?
My hand's covered in peanut butter.
He definitely got gum in his gun.
Yeah. Gum in my gun.
I made a mistake.
It's weird how you know how he talks.
That's how he talks.
Yeah, no. No, but I mean, like, that's Beetle dead on. Bailey. That's exactly what Beetle Bailey sure. sounds like.
My mom named me Beetle. So when I was born, I was covered in beetles.
It's weird. Sarge's mom named him Sarge, and he's a sergeant. All right.
It was strange when he was just a guy.
Captain Sarge. Okay.
So, yeah, click. Nothing happens.
Gosh.
Then Hagar. What's he got, like an axe or a hammer?
He's
or
got
something?
An axe with him, a battle axe.
So he's going to... just
does he
like,
just bury real quick. An axe in Beetle Bailey's head?
Real quick, best. What were the main Viking weapons? Swords, shields,
sword, shield,
axes,
axe.
What's another? I feel like I'm missing one. I feel like that had more signature.
Floors, hammer,
other tactics,
ability to pillage, park a boat on a thing,
pointy helmet.
Helmet. Axes were a big one. They threw a lot of axes and they swung a lot of axes.
Yeah. Okay, that feels right.
I think he's going to come down. I think he's going to be like, does he have a...
happened to Hagar
Does Hagar the Horrible, does he sound like a Swedish guy?
Yeah.
Or does he just sound like he's from like Chicago?
I think it's that one, yeah.
I think it's that one.
From my name's Hagar.
It's definitely Hagar.
Oh, hey, I'm Hagar.
It's Hagar.
My name is Hagar. I hate to do this to you, but you're real.
Well, you
dumb.
Know I am horrible. So I didn't get this name for no reason. Okay.
Look, I want you to know this isn't Hagar speaking. This is the horrible speaking. Yeah. I'm going to have to kill you. And I think he comes down with the axe right on his head because that's what he's used to. But what does Beetle Bailey have? He's got a helmet.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I think he clangs him on the helmet and goes, and like the thing spins around and fall, and like the axe head falls off. And I think Beetle Bailey with his helmet down
over
around his,
head
like accidentally spins around and jams Hagar the Horrible over his shoulder with a bayonet.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Everything he does is on accident.
He's a real klutz.
Little whoops. Dumb, oh, no, I'm dumb. Killed again. Twice in one day. This is going to awaken something within me. Why am I hard?
Oh, no, Beetle Bailey.
Beetle Bailey, put it away.
He's a monster.
He's definitely a monster.
He's bad.
Yeah. We Full Metal Jacketed Beetle Bailey. Yeah, I do think that's what happens. What happened to Hagar in the comics? What was his, like,
I thought
thing,
it was just still,
mechanism?
Like, you know, he'd come home and his wife would say, like, you're late.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Viking anything.
Hagar the Horrible. Hagar the Horrible
was that every comic strip as we're finding? Is it just was like every domestic joke just put in a different skin?
Hagar the Horrible like was a real Fred Flintstone.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Which again is just honeymooners, but caveman shit. That's like when people would say like Frasier was a smart show. It's like, no, it's not. It's the structure.
You watch your fucking mouth.
It's not. It's the structure of every dumb sitcom.
Well,
it's Two and a Half
but
Men.
He's got a PhD.
They just say the word opera a bunch. It's not smart.
Boy, but it's got title cards.
Boy,
within
sure
the show. Act breaks have titles.
I love it when they
but
say opera.
The joke would always be like, Niles got his dick stuck in the window or whatever.
That was a one-off episode, and it was a masterpiece. They won an Emmy. I love Frasier. How could you say
I'm just
this?
Saying it's not a smart show. It's as good as a sitcom
Frasier
was.
Is wonderful.
Frasier's
it's
a good show.
Fine.
Frasier's a great
it
show.
It is fine.
It is a smart show.
It is the same structure as Two and a Half Men.
You know what's another
they
thing?
They just say
Frasier.
Pavarotti.
I watch a lot of Frasier because I'm so smart.
Yeah.
No, my helmet's stuck on my head.
I based that on a true story.
Wow.
There's Frasier gets laid a bunch.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He, like,
Frasier gets it in.
Yeah, and would a smart show do that?
Yeah.
I'd also like to add that I'm quoting my girlfriend when I said that.
Yes.
She went, hey. Man, Frasier gets it in.
Gets it in.
I went, whoa.
That is true. Frasier had like a Jerry Seinfeld amount
of
one night stands.
Yeah.
But it's Frasier.
for a balding
radio host?
Radio host, yeah.
You know those guys are always getting laid? The guys on the radio where you can't see their face?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to...
Okay, what's going on? Hagar's got a
Beetle
bayonet
Bailey,
in his
Beetle
skull.
Beetle Bailey with the thing around his eyes. I think...
accidentally murders Hagar.
Does he?
Yeah, I like
this. Oh, you know what I think would happen? I think he would take his gun and try to swing it like a club,
mm-hmm.
but accidentally swing all the way around and hit the palm tree behind him, mm-hmm. which unjams the gun and shoots through, like, past his...
Oh, my God.
Under his arm and hits Hagar in the
heart.
Oh,
I think you're gonna say something like he picks up his gun. He's like, I guess I'm going to have to shoot you in the face. And he pulls the trigger, but he was holding the gun backwards.
Backwards.
And it just shoots into his chest.
Oh, jeez. No, I think he kills Hagar.
Oh, my God.
I think he kills Hagar with his klutziness, because that's kind of what always happened with
right.
Beetle Bailey.
Beetle Bailey.
Yeah.
you were so begrudgingly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
it's,
that
it's,
was
it's gotta
Beetle
keep,
Bailey's
it,
deal.
You got to keep in character.
I think Beetle Bailey wins.
I think Beetle Bailey takes a knife and slits Hagar. And I think he says, fuck you, Hagar.
I think Beetle Bailey's had enough. He takes acid and goes into the jungle.
He said,
starts picking off his
I do
platoon.
Think, I do think the violence of today's events really stuck with Beetle Bailey. Like,
yeah.
He was in the army for so long
no,
and
think,
never saw combat.
Yeah. I think then, he rips out his throat, Agar's throat, and then whispers into his ear, "I never even signed up for the army. I just showed up, and they gave me a gun."
Yeah, he cuts off...
Bailey's not my real name.
Cuts off Hagar's ear and makes a necklace out of it. Years later...
When I killed in the army, they said I was a hero. Out here, I'm a monster. You shouldn't have fallen asleep on my bus.
He has an ear necklace. He's gone completely insane. Mm-hmm. He's made a blood mask on his face. And he has also plucked and is eating Mallard Fillmore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
You're the type of person who sent me here. War is cyclical. I'm fighting a rich man's fight.
Good God.
I like how all of that went. Yeah, oh, wow, yeah. Really did it for me. It made me happy.
Beetle Bailey rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Beetle Bailey rocks.
He's an American hero.
He's an American hero. He fought for us.
These first two fights have been really cinematic and pretty dark.
Yeah. Okay. Fight the third. I'm going to throw it out there.
Some would call it the third fight if you're not in Canada.
The third fight. Good thing.
Jordan really grade nine to the whole
thing. I'm over here
fight.
In Canada. I'm going to throw it out. This is what I've been thinking of the whole time. John and Garfield versus Calvin and Hobbes.
Here's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin and Hobbes versus Dilbert and Dogbert. Because they're kind of the opposite. One's the office life and one's the carefree life of a
interesting,
child.
Interesting. Sam, you're going to have to
say. I was going to say Garfield versus Dilbert.
Garfield v. Dilbert.
John and Garfield versus Dilbert and Dogbert. That was my natural.
Okay, let's do it.
Wait, which one's this?
Garfield, this is a heavyweight fight.
Garfield right. and John v. Dilbert
Garfield
and Dogbert.
And John.
I think it's good to just leave Calvin and Hobbes out.
I think they're kind of sacred. They're kind of off the
Superman. Fair they're enough. Just too powerful.
Fair enough.
They've got that box.
Yeah, Calvin would be coming with a transmogrifier.
He's got a dinosaur.
Plus, Calvin pees on stuff. Everyone's covered in pee.
Yeah, he's going to pee on him and be like, oh, no. Yeah.
Plus, oh, no, that acid pee.
Plus, Calvin would pee on John and he'd love it. Yeah. Fucking perv.
No, Dilbert's definitely the piss guy.
Let's take a little sidebar here.
Dilbert's the piss guy for sure.
Dilbert's definitely a piss guy.
For sure. 100%. Let's take a little sidebar here to figure out, what do you think John's into?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, like nothing cool.
I think for sure. Oh, you think it's like real vanilla?
I think John is as normcore as you can, but maybe like a little pathetic. Like I think John's a peeping Tom.
Okay,
I think maybe,
sure. But as soon as someone gets naked, he's like, oh no.
No,
oh,
yeah.
What have I done?
I think like that's sort of the right track. I think he only likes missionary. You got to wear your full pajamas.
Sure.
Under tight covers, lights off, nothing with hands. Hands up in the air. And then... And that's what he's into. And anytime a woman's like, come on, let's get undressed, he's completely flaccid, can't do it.
Sure.
You have to leave. I have to feed my cat a whole plate of lasagna.
Yeah. I feel like John's the type of guy who like didn't lose his virginity until he was like 36, mm-hmm. went to a brothel in Nevada and couldn't finish.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I'll still pay you.
No, you don't even have to. This was so
fucking
ineffectual.
John.
Before the fight starts, do you guys know the thing how Dilbert died?
No.
What? This is my favorite Dilbert story.
Say it.
So this was in like 1989. Dilbert's been out for a few years or something.
Sure.
And there was a kind of a serialized story throughout the week where the gag was that a deer driving a car hit Dilbert.
Oh.
But in the next comic, it was established by Dogbert that Dilbert died.
Whoa.
And for a few comic strips, it's them trying to figure out how to replace Dilbert at the office, Dogbert trying to think of what am I supposed to do without Dilbert, and he eventually uses DNA, he doesn't say what, from the trash to clone Dilbert.
Okay.
But they don't
come out of the trash,
They just say, like, they keep framing it around the idea of, like, we brought you back with cloning. Like, but no, that's Dilbert's clone we've been reading all these years.
Crazy. Wow, crazy.
And this is when Dilbert was drawn just a little different when a comic strip first starts. So the real Dilbert that we have been reading is really a clone. He's an imposter.
He's from a
garbage can.
Charlatan.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that bizarre?
This is very, like, Armin Tanzarian mind-bending
made
right
from
now.
Garbage snot.
It's because Scott Adams is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like
he's
a weird
insane.
Right-winger, too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and he, like... likes to work out and
take a lot of shirtless pictures
for years. He claimed he had a disease where he could not use his vocal cords except when he was alone.
What the fuck?
This is real. He genuinely thought he, I mean, this is what he claimed. He has diseases, he can't talk, but he can when he's by himself, which is a detail he should have kept to himself.
Weird.
He said it puts a strain on his marriage, and that's why they got divorced.
Wow, bonkers. Wow.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't that he's insanely yeah. weird. I also, bet that was good for his
also,
marriage.
Also, Jim Davis hasn't written Garfield in like 20 years.
Does he even draw it?
Oh, no. It's like a committee. It's like the Garfield committee.
Yeah.
There's a really funny video, or maybe it's just a photo, of him like at his tablet, but on the computer screen next to the tablet he's drawing on is just a Google image search of Garfield. Like maybe either for reference or he just wanted to put some Garfield stuff up.
Sure, I write Garfand. What's his name?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. I like him.
Garfield.
Okay, so what happens here? Where does this fight take place? Where would Garfield and John run into Dilbert and Dogbert?
I mean, Garfield doesn't really go anywhere. He just
Garfield doesn't really go anywhere.
A barbecue. Would go for food.
I wonder if it takes place in the frames of the funnies. It's like a house stacked on an office.
Hmm.
Like they go from like panel to panel.
Sounds you know complicated. What I mean?
Yeah, sounds hard to track.
Very sweaty.
How about the park?
I love it.
Wow.
How about Garfield and John are... what's that thing where they bring...
they kiss?
Doing a focus test.
Oh, I was just about to say, they could be test subjects.
They're doing a focus test. Okay.
They'd be
the
like,
company.
Oh, free lasagna, you said?
There's a free lasagna. They're testing a new shelf-stable lasagna.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Garfield's in,
and he dragged John along. John didn't want to go. John was like,
but he's got no power.
I want to stay home and play soft.
I want to rub my penis in a book.
I want to shut my dick in the fridge.
Now he's doing stuff like that. Stuff he thinks is like, no, it's okay. It's harmless. It's just a book. It's not my hand.
I want to stay at home and make paella. You should try paella, Garfield. Hits him. Shut up.
But it's Lorenzo Music's voice.
You shut the hell up, John. I can't do it. Can you do it?
A Lorenzo Music? No, that's like the most specific voice.
Oh, John.
Wait, no.
That's your Garfield?
John. John.
Yeah, how do you do that voice?
John.
I can't do it.
I hate Mondays.
That's a good
one. I hate Mondays. Mondays are bad.
Yeah. How do I just play the audio Mondays. Recording of Garfield?
So they're behind the glass. Garfield's scarf and shelf stable lasagna.
Yeah, yeah.
John's like, well, we gotta go, Garfield. It's my car's. You know, I'm gonna get a ticket.
Yeah, but you know, behind the glass, Dilbert and Dogbert are like, yeah, the study's going great, Dogbert. What do you think? But then Dogbert's like, this is a study to see how long the poison takes.
Yeah.
Kill them.
I was actually thinking at this point, Dogbert is like, it is going well, isn't it? Administer the electric shock.
Oh, yeah.
And he activates the electric shock lasagna.
Oh, my God. It's electrified.
Which shocks Garfield.
We are on Fight Island. And what,
on Fight
what
Island.
They... Dilbert, Dogbert, not super aware of their surroundings. Neither are John and Garfield. I keep wanting to say Odie.
Odie's not there.
Odie's not even there.
Odie's in the car, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Odie's in a hot car.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Nope. Nope.
Odie versus car.
John is the kind of guy who would leave a pet in a hot car.
Nope, redacting it. Nope. Odie's safe at home.
Okay, Normal's in the hot car.
Nope. Normal's in Abu Dhabi. Oh, no.
Abu Dhabi, the hot car of places. Come on.
Visit Abu Dhabi, the hot car of places.
That old city's a hot car.
Wow.
So they think it's like a regular like administering of a test or something, but it's fight lasagna. That's what they're testing out.
Oh, okay.
Garfield ingests fight lasagna. I think he becomes a little kind of were Garfield.
Oh, there was a book series for middle schoolers, like chapter books of Garfield imagining a superhero team. Of him and his friends.
Oh, I remember that.
So it was a normal
Garfield.
It was
that.
A normal Garfield head and then a grotesquely ripped body.
Sure.
Like as
right.
When if you imagine like
Jim
90s,
Davis's horny period.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
His Scott Adams period.
I think that's what happens. I think Garfield becomes ripped Garfield and turns on John or just turns and like tries to start alphaing John.
I like the idea of John then grabbing lasagna, being like, "I'm going to be ripped, John, for once." He eats a bunch of it,
and chokes and dies.
I said he got a little taller. Yeah. It's really, it's a huge letdown.
I think
he gets pubes.
I think John does just that.
John grows a little goatee.
A terrible goatee. He grows a Van Dyke. Taller, and then he realizes that he's lactose intolerant. He's like, oh no! And he runs out to go to the bathroom.
I've got diarrhea.
And I think at this point, like Dogbert says something to a recorder. He's like, okay, lactose stable cheese does not work. Mm-hmm. And Garfield, with his super hearing,
oh shit,
hears him through the mirror.
Punches through
He knows who's done this to him. Yeah.
Grabs Dogbert, mm-hmm. pulls him through, and begins to pummel him.
Yeah, real.
Oh, and I think you can make it more. He's dribbling him like a basketball. Dribbling he's him so like round. A
very basketball. Cartoony. Yeah.
Dribbling him like a basketball.
And then he shoots it, but into a paper shredder.
Shoots Dogbert.
There's one of those office basketball hoops over a paper shredder. Yeah.
Would Dogbert be able to mega mind his way out of this?
I think so. He's very maniacal.
He's diabolical.
Yeah.
Does he get shot into the basketball hoop, but he's clinging on for dear life?
He clings on.
Yeah, yeah. Dilbert puts down whatever NRA magazine he's reading these days. and he sees, oh, this cat's out of control.
I think he... Do you have one?
Go.
I think he knows just what to do, and he buzzes for that the klutzy assistant to bring mm-hmm. some coffee in. Can we get some coffee test room number one? And she comes in and spills the coffee on Garfield, scalding him horribly.
Yeah, he hates
Garfield's
it.
Garfield's like, oh no, must be Monday.
Oh wait, okay. My corneas. This isn't gonna be it. This is an alternate mm-hmm. version of how this fight ends. Dilbert and Garfield realize they both hate Mondays.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
just like the end of Batman versus Superman.
Honestly, I think that's exactly what happens. I think Dilbert...
Okay, fine. That's happened, but guess who's not on board? Dogbert.
Not at all. I think Dilbert's like, what did you just say? He's like, I said must be Monday. And he's like, I hate Mondays too.
He shows the mug.
Yeah.
And Garfield's like, I have a mug too for some reason.
Sure. Sure, and he's like, why don't you have some of this power lasagna? And then Dilbert eats it, and Dilbert becomes Super Dilbert.
They fuse into one.
He becomes Scott Adams jacked. He's dressed like a Chippendale
now, but his tie goes.
He's tweeting a lot.
And Garfield's like, what say we shrug off the yolks of these flaccid cucks?
Yeah, this lasagna makes you super Reddit.com-y.
It makes you. It's like those. It's like a Mike Cernovich like gorilla brain pill. It's like it makes you all jacked, but also super weird and susceptible to things.
I think Dilbert walks over to the Dogbert clinging on to the basketball hoop, and he's gonna shove him down. And Dogbert's like, "No, I have your power of attorney," and he jams him down in there.
Oh my God.
I feel like
shreds him.
Does Dogbert know? Is Dogbert like, oh no, I've created two jacked right wing monsters?
Sure.
And he has to somehow.
He's about to take a cyanide pill. But then he's like, shit, I don't have a mouth. Forgot.
And gets crammed into the paper shredder.
How does he harness the power of the calendar to hurt both of these Monday hating? Ultra jacked weirdos.
I don't think he does. I think they kill him.
I think they kill him.
Where's John right now?
John's in the bathroom shitting.
Okay, John could turn this around.
Honestly, I think John comes back right as Dogbert explodes into blood over.
Yeah, sure.
And they both turn around and there's John. And what does he say? I think he's like, oh, now Garfield. Good kitty. Remember the good times? Remember our Christmas special? Remember the merchandising?
He's I think some part of John is obscenely jealous that now Garfield has a human buddy and they're both jacked now.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm still fucking John.
John Arbuckle.
I think John tries to grovel so hard. I think he's like, I'll be your cat. How about that?
Yeah.
Look, I'm soiling myself.
He rubs up against his legs.
Yeah, purring.
Purr. Please.
I feel like John's got one last ditch.
Well, I think what happens is he's rubbing up against Garfield being like, see, I'll be the kitty now. I'll poop in a box and everything. And Dilbert's like no dice, Arbuckle, and like kicks him in the ribs.
Oh my god!
And John's like, or John to the ground, little bit of blood out of his mouth, and Garfield's like nobody mistreats John except for me.
And then he lifts Dilbert like in Star Wars and throws him out of the building.
Out of the building.
And Dilbert's like, ah.
I love it.
He is like that.
He's all
smash.
And indeed, he's like that.
nobody mistreats John except for Garfield.
Yeah. Garfield picks him up in his arms.
And he smashes him.
He walks out with a tired... dead on a toilet, John. And carries him out, all jacked.
Yeah.
Off into the distance.
I think as they're walking away, Garfield shrinks back down to regular Garfield size.
Oh, right. Wow, cute.
And he like kind of drops him, and John picks Garfield up, and he's like, oh boy, thank God things are back to normal, huh, Garfield? And he's like, no way, bitch. You're still the cat. And John's like, yes, sir. Meow.
No, meow. What if it was, everything's back to normal, right, Garfield? And Garfield's like, yeah, back to normal. And then you show he's got some of that lasagna packed away. He's got a vial of the
secret lasagna packed away. Dun, dun, dun.
Perfect.
Garfield and John won, as we knew they would.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was always the case. They have a stronger bond.
Mm-hmm.
Their
bond is hatred.
Dilbert and Dogbert's, it's based on, they're office friends.
Well, he's his dog, but he's a little antagonistic to Dilbert.
Yeah, I think he's also his boss, kind of.
Yeah.
Capert's head of HR.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know anything about Dilbert other than the guy who made it is a weird
the
ass.
The animals have names and Dilbert, but they're...
And they also work at the office?
Yeah. Huh. And they have the pointy-haired boss.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about pointy-haired boss.
Sounds like you've got a lot of reading to do.
All right.
You got to catch up on the dilb.
I guess law school can wait.
I light the novel I'm holding on fire. All right. That's how Fight Island goes.
That's wow. Fight Island. We fought on an island. It was wonderful. Fights occurred.
I'm covered in blood.
Deaths
a lot
happened.
Of wild kind of fights. One was ended purely psychologically with Kathy there.
It's true.
That's how it started. It
happens sometimes.
It started and ended that way.
Yeah.
Beetle Bailey got insanely violent, if I recall.
Yeah.
He got some sort of Vietnam jungle madness. That was cool.
Sure.
And the most wholesome one was the last one, where Garfield decided to save John.
Yeah. Through their strong bond.
Wow.
It's called Garfield and Friends for a reason.
Right?
Yeah. What was that farm show that followed Garfield and Friends?
That, yeah, that one.
U.S. Acres?
Is that what? Is that what it's called?
The best part, that's with the duck with the inner tube, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
it
has the little duck that is like a little decorative piece, but it blinks and has every expression.
Yeah,
he has.
It mimicked his expressions.
So it's real?
That guy's name was Wade, I believe.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah, because he's All right, man. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'll take one of those.
Yeah, that was handshakes so all around.
Thank you for doing it. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, where can people find your stuff?
I got comics online every day. You can follow me at Time. Oh, no, that's not it. Yo-Yo Robot. That's my handle. So I made it up in high school, never looked back. And then the website is timetravel.com. But who goes to websites anymore?
Dilbert.
Oh, yeah.
That's who.
He goes to one website.
He goes to yahoo.com.
Nationalreview.com.
Sam, where can people find you online?
At Vote Sam Wiles on Twitter. At Sam Wiles on Instagram. Do that.
And I am at Razor Lou, and please follow at Island Fight if you're not doing it already.
And please email the podcast if you have any ideas for fights or just want to, solicit nudes.
Or if you know where to get a hold of an air conditioning unit, because I am melting. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Until next time, that's Fight Island.
Good night.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.